This is the BBC.
Hello and thank you for downloading this podcast from the BBC. This is What I Wish I'd Known When I Was 25 from the Vinnie Hurl Show, which is live, and well, live most of the time on a Monday night from 10 o'clock on BBC Radio Ulster. Hope you enjoy.
As a young child, I experienced things. I did hear voices. I did hear things as a young child. I remember seeing shadows and things moving in the room. My brother was, we had twin beds that we lived in, slept in the same rooms, and he even experienced it too. We used to talk and say, did you see that? Did you see that? I would say to Graham, did you see that in the corner of the room? And we weren't thinking or talking about it at the time. You were just there, lights out, and you chat for a little while. We were about 10 or 11. I believe in the spirit world that some people are open, some aren't. We all have psychic senses, and some are open more than others. And I believe that once you learn as well to open these psychic senses, you experience more. But I do believe that some people, spirit, are attracted to them. And I believe that, you know, once they see this light, they come forward to you and they try and communicate.
And did you ever experience anything else?
Well, I was very close to my grandmother, and she was unwell just after I joined the forces. And she came to stay in at my mother's house at the time because she was unwell. And she used to use my room because I wasn't at home, and used to sleep in my room. Well, unfortunately, she became very ill, and she actually passed away in her sleep. And when I came home that evening after her passing, I spoke to my mom and just asked what had happened, and obviously very sad times. And I said to my mom that night, I said, do I go in my old bedroom? You know, that's where Nan passed last night. And my mom says, why wouldn't you? You know, it was your grandmother. And I thought, yeah, you know, I wanted to feel close to her. So basically, anyway, that night I went to bed and I was thinking of, obviously, your mind obviously is all over the place when you've just lost someone. And I was lying in bed, and I hadn't been drinking or any alcohol. I wasn't asleep or drowsy.
What age were you at this point?
At this point, I was about 18, 19. And I was lying in bed just thinking of my grandmother. And it was, I had a side light on in the bedroom, but it was very dark in the room. And I just started thinking and thinking about my grandmother. And all of a sudden, you know, you feel the room going cold. It really did. I could see the breath, you know, and that's how cold the room got. And I thought, this is strange. And I was completely awake. And all of a sudden, I seen what looked like a little bit of mist and lights flashing. Now, I thought, this must be my imagination. What is going on? Quite frightened, actually, to be honest. And what actually happened was this formed into some, what looked like to me, to a figure at the end of the bed, this was. And I thought, what is going on? And I was completely, you know, awake, and I could explain everything as I'd seen it. And this shape appeared, there was like lots of lights flashing.
And were you frightened?
I was a bit, because I didn't know what was going on. And then I just chilled a bit, and I thought, come on now, you know, hold yourself together. What is happening here? And then it just for a few seconds formed into a shape, which I now believe was my grandmother. It looked like her. She was only a small lady. And I could even make out clothes, but very, very patchy. And she used to wear like a little penny in the kitchen, and she had that on. And just for a few seconds, she appeared. It was only 10 seconds or something. And then she dispersed within seconds. And I thought, what have I experienced here? Anyway, it took an hour or two after that for me to go to sleep, and I turned the light out, and I was fine. And I woke up in the morning, and the first thing I said to my mother when I woke up, Mom, you're not going to believe this, but I believe I seen Gran in the room. My mom was very open to the subject as well, like myself. And she said, don't worry, she's come to say goodbye to you. She hadn't seen you for, you know, 6 months. And I was very, very closer than my mother, actually, to my grandmother. And she said to me that she believed that was Gran just coming to say goodbye to you.
And how do you, at the time, how do you feel about that as a young man? How do you process, given the grief and the loss that you and your family are experiencing, and then for something like that to happen, what's going through your head?
What was going through my head was, obviously, I've been chosen. My grandmother chose me, or the spirit world chose me as a light, as something to come through to. I believe, because of my experiences after this, I believe that I was always very sensitive.
And did your grandmother, did you ever experience anything else that you thought was linked to her or connected to her in any way?
Yes, since then, I did a lot of paranormal investigations and my team for many, many years here. There was occasions where I felt my grandmother, but more closely after that, I did feel her once or twice come close to me. But it was more my grandfather, who was her husband, who served in World War One, and he, to me, was the close one. He came through a lot after my grandmother died. If you've seen a photograph of him, we were absolutely identical in looks. And I can open myself up quite well to the spirit world if I'm in the right mind.
How do you do that?
Well, basically, you need peace and quiet. You need to be away from people. You need to be away from the world, basically.
Yeah.
And you learn to open your chakras, open the psychic senses and let energy flow. And I feel I can relax myself to a certain way, you see, where my mind, it's like subconscious.
And then when you do feel that, I don't know if interaction is the right word, but when you feel some kind of communication,
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of us, when we think of this, we're very much swayed by stuff we see on TV or movies, whatever it might be. And the idea we have, some of us have, about the paranormal. But do you feel comfort from that? Or do you ever feel uneasy?
No, massive comfort. Massive comfort. Because everybody in this world, they want to know the answer. Every single person, I've spoke about this many times, everyone wants to know where you're going once you pass over the other side of life, as I explain it as. Everybody in the world does. There's going to be a time in your life, hopefully it's peaceful, but when people pass, they want to know. They want to know where they're going. Have they been saved if you're religious? Are you going to the right place? I respect all those feelings. But me communicating with spirit over all these years, they have communicated with me through EVP, electronic voice phenomena, and things like that. And they've told us that there is another world there. There is a lovely, peaceful world. We're on a different dimension here, and we're going to go to different levels as we pass over. I have no fear whatsoever of passing over to the other side of life.
But basically, you're saying you don't have fear of death.
No, the thing I have fear of is leaving my family behind. That is the fear. I have absolutely no fear of anything else.
How do you respond then to the critics? I'm sure you've come across many mm-hmm. skeptics in your time. What do you say to them?
I've come across many. I've been on a good colleague of yours, Mr. Stephen Nolan's show many times, and we've had people ring in when I've been chatting on there from both sides of the argument for and against what I do. And, you know, I think everyone's entitled to their own opinion. If they haven't experienced what I've experienced, they're quite entitled to fob it off. But come on now, we all want to know where we're going when we pass over.
Yeah.
All I'm trying to do is give the message. If people want to listen to me, they don't have to, and say, there is another place we're going. I've been told there's another place we're going.
By the spirits.
By spirit have told me that there is another place that we go. And yes, there is negative energies out there. I do believe that if you've been a negative person, possibly you're not going to quite go to the same place as the good positive souls. This is my take on what I've experienced.
But to summarise all that, you firmly believe through your experiences and the spirits you've communicated with that death is not the end, that there is something beyond that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I want to go back to your sort of 20s then and 30s as well in relation to the paranormal and your investigations. What were you doing at that time? And what does a paranormal investigation mean to some people?
A paranormal investigation to me means different to some other investigators because I'm a very spiritual person. I don't need all the gadgets and all the paranormal equipment, but I always use them because I believe one works with the other.
And these are the electronic voice?
Electronic voice phenomena that you capture on audio devices. Also thermal imaging cameras, which will capture hot and cold spots and actually produce evidence that something's going on. But you need the evidence. I don't need the evidence, but I need to show people that these things are going on.
So these are things like you experienced with your grandmother. So lights, mist forming, you mentioned voices.
You can feel touch. You can feel, you can get smell. All the psychic senses. It's not just seeing things move or it being cold in a room at a certain time. There's other things as well. There's things that, like I say, you could be touched and you could smell something, a perfume, or you could smell a bad odour or whatever it may be, or cigarette smoke in a room like we're in at the minute, which is air conditioned, nothing's in here, no smoke. You can get that in a haunted location. Now, I believe that Spirit have said as well that they love all the electronic phenomena that is around them. This studio, for example, they would have a field day in here because they use electrical devices for energy to come forward. You see the old spooky films where the lights flash.
Yeah.
There's a lot of truth in that because they love the mobile phones too. They love mobile phones.
But why are they still here? Maybe still here is the wrong way to ask that question, but why are they wanting to communicate in the first place?
They're wanting to communicate because some are lost souls. Some haven't learned to move on. Some haven't been shown the correct way, the light, as we call it, where they've been taken over to the other side of life. Some don't want to. There's different types of hauntings and things. Some people don't want to leave. Some have had horrific deaths. They don't even know that they're passed over the other side of life. And they learn this. And it's just horrific for them. And they haven't learned or been taken to the other side of life. They are shown that way, but some are mixed up between two areas, basically, is the best way to put it. And they either don't want to leave, don't understand how to leave, or are just waiting their time because they want to spend time, i.e. like with my grandmother, for a short amount of time.
Yeah.
But they have told us that they do move on to the light. And after that, then there's dimensions.
Yeah, dimensions. Of where they can go to. Yeah. You always kind of attuned to something. You're that bit more open than many would be.
Yeah, I do believe I am open. I call myself psychically aware. I don't class myself as a medium. I don't class myself as a genuine psychic. But I do believe I'm open to the spirit world. So they come forward when they want to me. And I believe that everyone has psychic senses. And it's just learning to open them up. I'm very open. And many people, we all have the psychic senses, the smell, the taste, the sight, the hearing. They're all psychic senses. And the sixth sense, that's the important one. That's where we open ourselves to spirit. And I just believe that when spirit is around you, you don't need to be in a haunted location. You can be in your own home. I've been in my home many a time. And what we see, these orbs, I'm not scared of the spirit world. It's a beautiful thing, and when you're actually in the middle of it, it is absolutely lovely.
Psychic investigator Mike Herons in our Halloween take on When I Was 25. Thank you for downloading and listening to this podcast. Terms and conditions are online. If you would like to get them or more details on the programme, head to bbc.co.uk/Vinny. Thank you very much as always. I really appreciate it. See you soon. All the best. Bye-bye.